Now, young Stunner, dude from Davidton, he started out his career as a rapper, right? And then he later transitioned to Amapiano. He is signed to Piano Hub, which is Kabza De Small's record label. And today, he dropped his debut album. And man, oh man, I don't know if you have checked it out. What a beautiful body of work. I got to hang out with him earlier on. It's Smash Sits with Young Stunner straight after this.
5SM. 5SM.
Is bringing the power to you.
George. On 91.7.
And Mokopane.
On 91.4 FM.
Welcome to Five Nights. I'm your host, Smash Africa, for the baby. Smash Sits with Young Stunner, 2021 Amapiano Breakout Kid, vocalist, singer, Mr. Good Mood, Mr. I Can Outdance You. I'm cool with your mama and my mama, so what you know about me? What's up, Rosé? Welcome to the show.
So smashy.
I haven't done an intro like that in a young minute, man. You just got to know that I'm hyped up. it's a Thursday in South Africa, and the date is the 21st of October 2021. History is about to be made, not only by you, but what you have done for the culture. You got to take me through, number one, the title of the album, what inspired it, and also the artwork. Who is behind the artwork design?
Okay, the title of the album, Uno Tomato, is inspired by Endlini. Bankulise ngaleyo ndlela. No Tomato means beautiful at birth, so they treated me like a child. You understand? My whole life.
Oh, man.
In a strict way. That's what inspired the whole title, Uno Tomato. This is my firstborn now. This is a beautiful beginning. No Tomato means a beautiful beginning.
Uh-huh.
So this is a beautiful beginning.
I love that, man. And
the artwork.
Yeah, I'm looking at the artwork and I'm like, yo, you have to stand on my course. I can't afford my course, a dog.
Artwork now, weirdly, my boy, I'm a course.
For real.
My mom is course.
Yeah.
My dad is white.
The album,
we are on my mother's side, appreciating what she's been giving me, the prayers. My mom tandas are cool.
Bruh, in fact, we are going to go in straight and play Adiwele, Young Stunner teaming up with Kabza De Small, the lead single. Now, before we play the song, how did you meet Kabza De Small? When did this journey of working together and collaborating begin?
Okay, I met Kabza De Small via Nguli and Skroof and UTRP. They called me to the studio like a poison. We want to have a session at Kabza's house, like pull up. And he pulled up the morning after. When he woke up, he was like, hey, who's this boy? He's sitting right here. Like, hey, let me play something so you can put your vocals there. We did the first song. That was Kamaku.
And then, you lie!
The first song was Kamaku, and the second song was Adiwele.
Mamela, Young Stunner, dog. I really wanted to start with Kamaku, but then they'd say, ah, Smash is always pushing this ancestral narrative. So I'm so glad that you said that the first song that you guys worked on together and you wrote was Kamaku. The message in Kamaku, you are paying homage to your ancestors. You're paying homage and showing great sense of gratitude to God because of your mother's prayers. Are you a believer?
Yes, sir.
When did the music start for you? I can't imagine you started doing Amapiano. Like, when did the...
I was a hip-hop brood. I was a hip-hop brood. Like, a straight hip-hop brood. I was a hip-hop brood back from 2013, bro. First single at 14 years old. My boys know back in the day.
Uh-huh.
We used to record 100 rand per studio session. So we used to 10 rand, 10 rand, 10 rand, 10 rand. 20 rand, 20 rand. And we go to the studio and there's one beat. Download a simple, nice beat and then get on it. So I started writing my own lyrics at the age of 12.
Oh man, that's
so... in primary in Benoni West, and I actually performed the song at the arts festival at primary school. The arts festival, Labe Enze.
Oh man.
That was the first. Dope. That was my first experience on stage performing for parents.
Now, fast forward in the future, there's this thing called Amapiano in South Africa. It's taking everybody by storm. What made you believe that your raps and your singing is going to work? Because you definitely write, right? Or do you do it from the top of the head or what?
I write. Yeah. Sometimes I do it from the top of my head, like from like Ibakolele.
Yeah.
Ibakolele is a freestyle track. Nezala kepte. There's a sort of a freestyle. I wrote something, and there are other parts of each freestyle. And then fine.
And then how did the transition happen? From rap to
It happened in February. February, I heard that two of my homies, they produced some of piano beats, Chezino and Chicks. Mm-hmm. I was signed with them at Simnandi Records.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that they're doing them a piano. We stay in the same hood, and we grew up together. Mm-hmm. So I used to go to the studio to record some hip-hop tracks. So they stopped me on the way. They were like, hey, boy, we heard you singing on some tracks, and we thought that your vocals could suit Jawana on the piano piece that we're cooking. So when I got there, it was, hey, melodic, hey, your chords, your pianos, your snares. I heard the same thing that I hear when I listen to hip-hop. Your piano, your chords, your snare, your hi-hats.
Yeah.
And well, it's like they listen to our piano beats or tracks, and then they take the sound to my piano to a different tempo.
I like that, man. In case you just tuned in, this is Five Nights. I'm hanging out with the Breakout Kid of 2021, Young Stunner. Dropped a beautiful project today. If you haven't checked it out, go and check it out across all DSP. Streaming it is not enough. In fact, you just need to buy it so you can make the boy eat. You know what I mean? Check this out. I'm going to drop you a double play because we've been talking for a hot minute. So here's Andiwele back to back with Samaku. Keep it locked to the power of five.
It's here. New Windows 11, the Microsoft upgrade that brings your computer, tablet, and phone even closer to the things you love. Closer to inspiration. Closer to productivity. Closer to friends, family, and colleagues. Redesigned to be